Governor Parnell today gave more details on how the state's tax on the oil industry should be restructured. He wants to limit the tax rate oil producers would pay when prices are high, called the progressivity element of the tax. Parnell has in recent weeks suggested changes to the Alaska's Clear and Equitable Share, or ACES, oil tax regime that passed when he was lieutenant governor. The tax has allowed the state to profit from the high price of oil in recent years. Today, before the Resource Development Council, he called for more input from oil companies and set tax revision as the top element of support the state can offer to increase oil development.
I have a two-part plan to make Alaska's oil tax regime more competitive. First, I propose eliminating, effectively capping, progressivity at higher oil prices. Second, I will propose tax credits for technically challenged fields, such as heavy oil fields.
The governor's staff says Parnell has not yet proposed a specific top limit to the tax that would meet the phrase effectively capping progressivity. His press secretary says the idea stemmed from discussions with oil company representatives and others following tax revisions he made during this year's legislative session. Ethan Berkowitz, who's running to replace Parnell in the governor's office, says the tax limit is an admission that the ACES tax isn't working. He says the evidence has been available that the industry is in decline because of the tax, and that he says that has put the state's entire economy at risk.
The necessity for acting is past, and we should have done something about this problem a long time ago. And I appreciate the fact that he's had an election week or election month conversion, but he should have done something months and months ago when the legislature was in session and when something substantive could have occurred.
Berkowitz proposed a new, more stable method of determining taxes based on production, not price of oil, at the start of his campaign for the office. Parnell, in today's speech, called for industry and related companies to discuss the tax proposal in a public forum before the legislature.